gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Marco Island in Florida. He is the owner of Becker Wellness Coaching. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Martin Becker to the program. Martin, welcome. How are you today?
I am fine. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
So why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, I am a Mayo Clinic certified wellness coach, and I'm also a national board certified health and wellness coach. What that means is when you go to a physician or a doctor, usually you want to make sure they're board certified by the National Board of Medical Examiners. Well, that same board also certifies health and wellness coaches, so only a limited number of folks have that certification. I basically work with folks to help them be their best possible self, work with them in a variety of different ways, focusing on nutrition, physical activity, renewal, resiliency, relationships, a sense of purpose, and beliefs, which are really the seven dimensions of well-being. So the goal is to help someone really be the best possible person they can be and make the lasting changes they want to make to their health and wellness.
All righty. Now, what really got you started with what you're doing? What sent you down this road?
Well, I spent more than 40 years as an executive coach and an organization development management consultant. I worked on changing the behavior of Fortune 500 organizations and the executives that led them. I worked with thousands of executives from more than 100 different companies in 17 countries around the world. And I guess about 6 years ago, it all caught up with me. I was doing a lot of traveling. I wasn't taking good care of myself, and I developed some heart problems, and I wasn't healthy. I was morbidly obese. I weighed 266 pounds. I'm only 5'8", so I decided to take a break from that kind of work and to try to work on my own personal health and wellness, apply what I'd learned about coaching to myself. And after having undergoing open-heart surgery to repair a damaged heart valve, I spent the next 2 years recovering and learning about health and wellness and going through the Mayo Clinic and National Board certification process. Now my goal is to help others work on their health and wellness.
All righty. So now when somebody does reach out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
Well, the most frequent thing I see is people are very interested in dieting. Most people say, I want to lose some weight. That's the most common thing I see. And I work with folks and explain to them that diets don't work. They say, well, you know, I lost 126 pounds. I now weigh 140 pounds. I went from a size 51 waist to a size 32 waist. And I say, well, how'd you do it? What diet were you on? I say, I wasn't on a diet. Because what I tell all my clients is, you only want to go on a diet if you absolutely positively want to gain weight, because that's what will happen when you go off the diet. I know because I tried every diet in the world. So whether it's paleo, keto, they don't work. They don't have long-lasting results. They're not sustainable. So it's really about making permanent lifestyle changes in your nutrition, your physical activity, all the areas I mentioned earlier.
All righty. Now, why do you think your clients choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
Well, I'm someone who's been there and done it. I have the credentials. Because one of the biggest problems we face now is it's kind of a good news, bad news story. The good news is wellness is trending. People are very focused on health and wellness. And during this COVID-19 epidemic, people are really concerned about it. But there's a lot of misinformation out there. Anybody can call themselves a health and wellness coach. And people get a lot of their information from celebrities. So people come to me because they see that I have legitimate, bona fide credentials, as I said, in the Mayo Clinic and National Board of Medical Examiners. And I've done it myself and sustained it. So hopefully I can work with them. But I work with people on a number of areas. One of my clients had issues with insomnia. Another one had issues with stress management, anxiety. So it really can take on a whole host of different things. It's not just, but dieting is the most common.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Well, what I really hope is that in light of all this information that's going out there in terms of COVID-19, people have a very keen awareness of health and wellness, and really helping people have better information, understanding what the proper information. I see myself as a way to help people get more accurate information on how they can improve their health and wellness. So, you know, there's this 5 key ways that COVID-19 is different from the seasonal flu, and 4 important ways that people can strengthen their immune system. So there are things that folks can do right now to help them be healthier and reduce their probability of being seriously ill.
All righty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Sure. The best thing they can do is to go to my website, which is BeckerWellness.com, all lowercase, all one word, no spaces, BECKER, wellnesscoaching.com, or they can call me directly or email me. My email is Martin, MARTIN, at BeckerWellnessCoaching.com, or they can call me directly on my direct number, which is 239-394-8955.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
You're absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.